Title: FDA Clarifies Approach to Pediatric Drug Development. Content: On May 17, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, issued two important draft guidance documents, which clarify the agency's approach to requirements and incentives in the realm of pediatric drug development. Regulatory Considerations Guidance, 1, and Scientific Considerations Guidance, 2, respectively. These guidance documents replace FDA's previous draft guidance on the subject, 3, issued in 2005, and clarify requirements and recommendations for bringing pediatric drugs to market. FDA will be accepting public comment on the Regulatory Considerations Guidance and Scientific Considerations Guidance through July 17 of this year. 4. The challenge: why does pediatric drug development need to be regulated? Historically, the United States has seen a lack of drugs labeled for pediatric use, as compared to drugs labeled for adult use. The cause is twofold. First, FDA requires clinical trials showing that a drug is safe and effective for its intended use as a condition of approving a drug's label. 5. However, drug manufacturers and practitioners have been disincentivized from performing clinical trials on pediatric populations due to ethical issues, fear of increased liability, and other age-specific factors that complicate the clinical trial process. Second, FDA permits practitioners to prescribe adult drugs to pediatric populations, 6, as a so-called off-label use if the practitioner determines that the adult drug is medically appropriate for the pediatric patient. 7. Thus, manufacturers of these adult drugs have not been incentivized to perform clinical trials to support a separate pediatric label and, in turn, safety and efficacy data for drugs intended for pediatric use has been largely unavailable. The solution: how do Congress and FDA regulate and incentivize pediatric drug development? In order to address the lack of safety and efficacy data available for pediatric use drugs and, in turn, the lack of pediatric use information in drug product labeling, Congress and FDA have historically enacted a combination of statutes, regulations, and guidance. This regulatory scheme consists primarily of I, the Food and Drug Modernization Act, the FDAMA, 2, the Pediatric Research Equity Act, the PREA, 3, the Best Pharmaceuticals for Children Act, the BPCA, 4, the Rare Pediatric Disease Priority Review Voucher Program, and V, implementing regulations. Although the Regulatory Considerations Guidance and Scientific Considerations Guidance only address the PREA and the BPCA, the FDAMA and the Rare Pediatric Disease Priority Review Voucher Program are necessary elements of any discussion on FDA's regulatory scheme for regulating and incentivizing pediatric drug development and, as such, are briefly summarized below. Pediatric exclusivity. In 1997, Congress first introduced the concept of pediatric exclusivity in a law known as the Pediatric Exclusivity Provision, enacted as part of the FDAMA. 8. The Pediatric Exclusivity Provision, i.e., Section 111 of the FDAMA, amended the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the FDCA, to establish an incentive of additional market exclusivity for sponsors who conduct voluntary studies that might expand pediatric indications for a drug. 9. The provision gave FDA discretionary authority to grant sponsors an additional 6 months of market exclusivity on top of any of the sponsors' listed patents or non-expired grants of regulatory exclusivity on drug products containing the active moiety that was studied. 10. However, the pediatric exclusivity provision contained a sunset provision requiring it to expire in 2002. In response, Congress subsequently enacted I, the BPCA in 2004 to temporarily extend the pediatric exclusivity provision. 2, the Biologics Price Competition and Innovation Act, the BPCIA, in 2010 to expand the pediatric exclusivity incentive to apply to biologics as well as drugs, and 3, the FDA Safety and Innovation Act, the FDASIA, in 2012 to make the BPCA, and thus, the pediatric exclusivity incentive, permanent, i.e., remove the applicable sunset provision. 11. Thus, Section 505A of the FDCA provides the current, permanent statutory framework for the pediatric exclusivity provision. 12. The current statutory framework mirrors the pediatric exclusivity incentive established in 1997 with two notable additions. I. The current statute includes biologic products.